Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schus. Kol Olam Kulo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from this plague that has stricken literally the entire free world. And not free world, even people in jail are getting it, or at least they're afraid to get it. And we should have Yeshua's Bakal. We're in the Maharal in the Sefer HaGvuras, 19th chapter, Ve'im Toimar, in the Hartman edition, it's on page Resh Beis, which we're using. Ma'isa Siba Adain Lios Mischatin Moshe Alav Hashalom B'misha Pitim Agolam L'Avodah Zarah. Earlier on, the Maharal explained that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't marry a Jew because Moshe Rabbeinu shakel keneged shishim ribo. So how could he take one woman? He's equal to all 600,000, so he can't live in himself. So no girl could be his ezer kenegdo. But a Gioris isn't included in the shishim ribo. So she's sort of out of the box, so he can marry her. The question is, ask the Maharal, why does Moshe Rabbeinu not marry a different Gioris? That her father wasn't Mefate Magolim. Rashi says that Mibnos Putiel, Mizera Yisro, Shepite Magolim Lavid Zara. So what's going on over here? Why would he marry a girl whose father was Mefate Magolim Lavid Zara? And not Bishar Geir? So the question is, Gershon is Gayer Kakotin Shinola Dami. And Sephora, after her Gayrus, isn't shy after her father anymore. It's my Baya. Maral's bothered. Why does she marry somebody who's such a father? Father is such a stark idol worshiper. But she has no shyness to her father anymore. Gershon is Gayer Kakotin Shinola Dami. And that Tzipora has no more shaychus to her father. According to the Maharal, Tzipora converted when she married Moshe. So what does he care if her father was Mefateh Magalim Levodazah? So we have to say that there's still Ganai. Because even Pinchas, it was a Ganai that he was Mitzatzeh Yisrael, that his grandfather was Mefateh Magalim Levodazah, like Rashi says, by Midrach HaFeyed Aleph. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, now he's Nasi Shevet Harag Nasi Mishevet Mi'Israel. And therefore the Pasuk says he's descended from Aaron. So you see that it's a Gnai for Pinchas and it's a Gnai for Tzipora. The bottom line, if she had this Geirus, if she cut herself off from her father, why is it a Gnai? So, we find that a goy who borrows money from a Jew and then is misgayer still has to pay. And we don't say he's kakot and shenol adam. A goy who's baal eishasish and is misgayer is still chayav misa. We don't say he's kakot and shenol adam. So, Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, going to Chaim Shmulevitz, Miksubis, Simon Yud Gimel, page 44, says, they write in his name, he didn't actually write the sefer based on his shiurim. The only dinim that aren't noeg for a goy, then he's kakotin shenolad. But when it comes to dinim that are noeg and bovo, though goy, we don't say kakotin shenolad. The afagav shidanim also kodam acher, kakotin shenolad dami, kom kom em maisu shenase kodam ageris kaim gam achakach. Machayev upol dinam achakav v'chem begoy shebal leish yisrael v'nizgayer ma'isa aver b'giyusa machayev osu mitzvah lachash v'nizgayer v'chem nami goy shelav m'yisrael ayah ma'isa avo b'giyusa machayev lachash v'nizgayer d'dinam atzlim b'ma'isa shaper amina d'ma'isa shenasa b'giyusa yifal dinam ap lachash v'nizgayer rak b'dinam d'lo yishaychi klal b'giyusa amina d'en kan ma'isa shiyifal lachar m'kins any din that shaych when he's a goy is going to be shaykh also when he's a Jew. The things that aren't shaykh are dinim that aren't shaykh b'chlal b'giyuso. We say that it's not poel on him afterwards when he's a Jew. But if a goy borrows money, so he has to pay that shaykh to a goy also. So even when he becomes a Jew, he has to pay. Baal eishasish, chayv when he's a goy, he's chayv when he's a Jew. So in our case also, even though a goy, she'obed of rezarv and his gayer, he's pater mimisa, the Rambam paskins. That's because hove nishtana dino, nishtana misaso, because ben noach is misaso b'sayif. And now misaso b'skila. He gets a different misa, and he wasn't mischayv in this misa, he wasn't mischayv in skila. So he's pater. But he's not pater mitzad gershin is gayer kot nishanolad dami. But rather because his punishment changed. Chavis Yoyer says that just like Chuv is Machaber Onish B'dei Shemayim, but it doesn't help in Onish B'dei Adam, so to Kaval Solve Mitzvah Shalas Gairus helps the Gabe Onshim B'dei Shemayim, not the Gabe Onshim B'dei Adam. And therefore, we don't say Katan Shinola Dami to Patrim from Onshim of B'dei Adam, of a Beis Din. And therefore, Yisro, when he was Misgayer, he's still going to be Chayiv Al Tzavod Azara, that he served, even though he's Gagir, Misgayer Kut and Shanola Adami. The only reason he's going to be Pater is he's a different Misa, Ove Nishtana Dino Nishtana Misasa. That'll Pater him. But he's still responsible for his Tzavod Azara. We don't say Kachan Ola Dami. So to Tzipora, it's still responsible. It's still considered a Gnai. But Avi Avia was Mefati Magalim Lavad Azara. Because these are dinim that are Shaykh to a Goy, just like they're Shaykh to a Jew. Like Rav Chaim says, only dinim that aren't shaykh b'giyusan, then we say that there's no maisa to be poel afterwards. But dinim that are shaykh as a goy are poel afterwards. And is dinim of avodah zara shaykh even for a goy? Ayin Sham and the Shari Chaim. Kopanim, you see, it's not Kishmak that Tzipora went with this Ovid of Rezara. And that Moshe went with Tzipora, whose grandfather was in Ovid of Rezara. Why? I give a reason, because Ovid of Rezara is disgusting in the eyes of those who serve it. That when someone sins and then he does tshuva, it's more disgusting for him than had he never done it. He becomes more naki v'tahar. And had he never done it? The Medrash says, "Uboser aleihem," means he was moes in the avodah zara. The hero lasses tshuva and sheyav emotion into tshuva. Zel der shem ucham bok mishbali tshuva omdim stikin goreim yucholim lamod. But he's barze. It says, "Tana eshanu pirei shanim yosim mikula." The Talmud Chacham that left Torah is the worst. You're connected to Torah, and then you left it, you have a special sinner. Connected to Avodah Zarah Lahavdil, and you left it, you have a special sinner. So Yisro had a special sinner for Avodah Zarah. Rambam says in his Perash Mishnayis, that a person who was tamei and became tahar is more tahar than someone who never was never tamei in the first place. The ran in the darim, when someone was sick and got better, his teva is stronger than it was before. It's like vaccinations. They make you a little bit sick, and now you have a vaccine. You're able to take the disease. The person had the disease, he got sick, he did the Avera, and now he's better. The tshuva is much further away from it. Welcome Shabali Tshuva Om Dimitsikin Goyim Cholim Lama. And therefore, Yisro was now Beseder. It's not a Gnai anymore for Tzipora, that her father was an Obed of Rezara, was Mefati Magalim Lav Rezara. It's Hashem, in the next year, we will continue our study of Divrei Kacho, Shahamara. Shalom Shabli Neder, Hashem should give us the Koch, and the Moch, and the Simchas Chaim, the financial means to continue. Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.